This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So we're reading of a new variant of the coronavirus that's spreading. There's this article on BBC, I think it was released a few hours ago, that states that we are back in familiar territory. There's growing concern about a new variant of the coronavirus. And the latest is the most heavily mutated version discovered so far. It is in its early days and the confirmed cases are still mostly concentrated in one province in South Africa, but there are hints that it may have spread further. In another article, this is, I think, BBC or CNN, they state that the WHO has declared a new coronavirus variant to be of concern and they've named it Omicron. It had a large number of mutations and early evidence suggested an increased reinfection risk, the WHO said. So they are concerned about, about this variant in terms of its transmission and in terms of reinfections and also the evading of immune system responses. So at this juncture, everything seems bleak. Again, you know, we're reading of stock markets crashing in certain parts of the world due to the uncertainty settling in, due to, you know, the fear psychosis settling in again. And it seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. So at this juncture, as believers, we need to turn to the scriptures. We need to turn to the Quran, the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, to seek solace and to seek guidance. There's this narration, it keeps ringing in my ears, you know, and I think I've shared this in the past as well, where the Prophet, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, and the hadith is recorded in the book of Imam Ibn Majah, rahimahullah. He states, addressing the Muhajirun, O Muhajirun, there are five things with which you will be tested, and I seek the protection of Allah, lest you live to see them. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, goes on to say that immorality never appears amongst the people to such an extent that they begin to commit it openly, except that plagues and diseases that were never known amongst them or from their people of the past will start to spread amongst them. So the people, as in the generations of the past, would never have heard of these sicknesses and diseases. There'll be these new sicknesses and diseases spreading unheard of. So as you can see in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly outlines certain powerful warnings. So we need to take heed of these warnings. We need to mend our ways. We need to turn to him, the Almighty, seeking his forgiveness. Because at the end of the day, as believers, we acknowledge the fact that everything that is happening by the will of the Lord Almighty, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if he azza wa jal has sent a disease, he sends a cure as well. And there are ahadith to this effect as well from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is imperative, it is important that we place our trust in him, that we do not lose hope. We take all of the necessary precautionary measures that are in place. Now, obviously, a lot of us are still working from home. In many places, like even in my own country, there are restrictions, gatherings, in terms of numbers, in terms of certain protocols that are in place. So it is important that we cooperate. It is important that we adhere to these guidelines as responsible citizens. And as believers, we need to adhere to these protocols, the law of the land, basically, respect the law of the land and adhere to these laws accordingly. So like I was saying, we need to take all of these necessary precautionary measures that are in place. And along with that, the trust that we place in Allah should not erode. We should not lose hope. See, the devil, he seizes these opportunities of bleakness to quickly creep in and start, you know, putting despair in our hearts, where we begin to lose hope and everything seems so bleak. We go into this abyss of hopelessness. Now, this is not the attitude of a believer. The attitude of a believer is that he or she places their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believes that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And as per the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, we are optimistic. The Prophet loved optimism. So we place our trust in him. We keep turning to him. So see, there's this in the spectrum. You have to understand that there are extremes. One extreme is to, like I said, go into this abyss of hopelessness, start uttering blasphemous things, questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, losing hope, breaking the law, not adhering to the guidelines. So you have different forms of extremism across this spectrum. So it's very important to strike a balance where we adhere to all of the protocols that are in place, and on top of that, place our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. I know it's easier said than done, but it's something that we have to work on. We place our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. We do not lose hope. We do not lose hope because these are tests, these are trials, these are challenges, these are obstacles. So we do not lose hope. And on top of that, we take this as a wake-up call. We take heed of the fact that it is important that we mend our ways, that we turn over new leaves, that we get closer to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand that we are living in challenging times, very trying times, okay? And we mend our ways. So as we start to mend our ways and get closer to Allah, seek his forgiveness, things start to fall into place eventually, inshallah ta'ala. We begin to adapt. We begin to become stronger, and we will surface the other side. We'll come out of this test, we'll come out of this trial, this obstacle, stronger. Stronger in so many senses. Stronger in terms of our faith, that's the most important thing. Stronger in terms of adapting to all of this. And as we all know, in difficulty, there lies so many forms of opportunity. It's just that we need to wake up and we need to acknowledge and we need to identify these doors of opportunity and see what they have in store for us. So there are a number of things that we can do without giving into the negativity, without giving into hopelessness. So this was a short reminder. You know, the minute I came across all of these news articles and hearing what the people around us were talking as well, I wanted to put this reminder out. So let's place our trust in him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. Number two, adhere strictly to the guidelines. I'm sure the health professionals in your part of the world, wherever you are tuning in from, they're working hard and there are protocols that are in place. Adhere to those protocols, adhere to those guidelines, cooperate with the authorities so that they are able to mitigate the spread of this virus. And then on top of that, get closer to the Almighty. Work on your relationship, this divine link that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to him in tawbah, seek his forgiveness, mend your ways, turn over new leaves, yeah? And get close as possible to Allah Azza wa Jal, because we're living in trying times. Once you've done all of that, place your trust in him. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. He is the best disposer of all of our affairs, and he has our best interests with him. So he knows what is best for us. It is his plan at the end of the day, which is the ultimate plan. Yeah. So we believe in him, Azza wa Jal, and we seek his assistance. So as I conclude, I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about healing. May Allah Azza wa Jal ease our affairs. May Allah heal the sick. May Allah ease the burdens of those of us who are suffering. May Allah ease our affairs. May Allah open doors of abundance, prosperity, and positivity. May Allah help us to see the light at the end of the tunnel. May Allah help us to see the silver lining across these dark clouds. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us to stay away from the traps, the pits of the devil. May Allah help us to stay away from hopelessness. May Allah fill our hearts with optimism. May Allah fill our hearts with faith. Ameen. Jazakumullah khair for tuning in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.